Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, Craig Williams. He's the journeyman these days. Craig will go anywhere to ride a good winner and joins me now. Morning, Craig.
Morning, Sean. I'm actually on the way now with my daughter, Alana, to go for her learner's test. So I think I might have to give up driving after this.
Right, either that. Hey, aren't you going to be a nervous dad this morning?
It's okay for me. I think it'll be a good idea that the RACV can teach how to drive, not to drive me around in my car. I must admit, though, out of the two, my wife and I think I'm the safest bet in regards to them driving with anyway.
And you're not going to say why. You're not going to, in case she hears you, I think.
No, I'm not. And she's not listening, thank goodness. So I think I'm going to be a bit cheeky about it all.
Yeah, all right, give her up. What's the difference? Why are you a better driver?
I'm more patient, funny enough.
Yeah, does your wife get a little impatient and give them a spray, does she?
I think so, yeah. Well, no, I know so. It's true.
Now, you're on a nice filly, Champagne Boom, coming up for the Wyong Magic Millions two-year-old classic on the 12th of December. You've ridden her the two starts. She won the debutante at Caulfield and a good third in the Ottawa at Flemington. She looks pretty smart, Craig.
Yeah, she's very workmanlike, Sean. We actually had the owners at one of the, which is a fundraiser, being the Spring Carnival, and the owners were in there and they were a little bit offended. And I said, oh, she's not the most prettiest horse. But I said, but every time we've asked her to do something, she's just been so honest and tried her heart out. And when she debuted with blinkers on, she was dynamic that day. She had a great acceleration. And the next start, I felt they were in a really nice position. She'd come on, she handled the straight really well, but because of that Melbourne Cup down, we had that torrential rain, I just felt that she didn't really get her toe into it and didn't have that same explosive sprint. And if she did, she would have won her next start at Flemington.
It was interesting because at Caulfield, the debutante over the 1,000, they did scarper along in that, and she got back early.
Yeah, she's... In her jump outs, I'd partnered in two of her jump outs, and she had speed, but she's not a jump and run 2 year old. And then, as it turned out on race day, as they were all first starters, then she drew wide, she stepped slow, and then she got back. And even if she didn't win, she had an amazing experience because you're not going to believe that I've actually gone down the wrong road. There we go. How bad am I going?
Don't say anything. Your wife will find out about it.
Yeah, good point. So she's just showed versatility, and I think that's great. I think 2 year olds, if they're fast, hey, that's great. But if not, it always is pleasing to me because it always feels like you've got a lot more scope and maybe options later on with distances as well, and it just makes her a little bit more solid. So I like the way that she does things, and she is scheduled to go to Wyong, which is a really testing track, but which is a great parameter to give them a head start in regards to the Melbourne horses going towards the Magic Millions at that tight Gold Coast track.
Now, she's been up at Euroa with David Hayes up there, and they've been working the reverse way of going. Have you ridden her at all? Have you heard reports?
No, I haven't. I just know if she ends up going to Wyong that they're happy with her, and it goes from there. So their setup is strategically well placed, but it's not well placed for me living in Melbourne, so it's a fair way out. So they've strategically set Euroa up well because it gives them halfway towards Sydney and halfway in regards to Sydney to Melbourne.
Mm. Craig, how do you compare Champagne Boom with the other 2 year olds you've ridden this season? How would you rank her?
I like the horse of Tony McAvoy's. His name's City, the Qatar bloodsucker. Mm. He jumped out yesterday up in Brisbane, and he's a nice, speedy horse. He debuted at Flemington. He came out really awkwardly, nearly unseated me, and he closed the race off nicely behind Gay Waterhouse's horse. And horses from that race subsequently come out and frank the form. So he's a lovely horse. And the filly that I ran fourth on Saturday, I think it's called Nemimo. She, behind the horse that was favourite and was very impressive, Jason Warren, I like her. She gave me a lovely feel as well. So I'd say from the next couple of weeks is when you really find out, we'll find out for the Magic Millions, but even for the Blue Diamond and Golden Slipper, they really start running in the next, say, 6 to 8 weeks to these new horses that we may have not seen or the ones that have had one run and then just developed for this, the couple of weeks that they've had off.
That horse of Jason Warren's that won at Moonee Valley on Saturday, wasn't it impressive?
Yes, he was, Sean. I actually sat next to Bo Mertens on Saturday, and I won the first race impressively on my horse, and I said, if your horse brings its trial form to the races, then your horse will be winning like my horse just did, and surprised that it jumped from barrier one and got back, so it showed its versatility, but when it went past us, it had a great acceleration, so... It's definitely got very good ability, and it's a ready-made two-year-old already.
Yeah, Brooklyn Hustle, and you don't see many of them get back as far as it did. It actually showed, like, track sense to work its way through. It didn't hesitate one bit.
That's right. So in its barrier trials, it showed speed, and then on the Monday prior to it, it trialled at Cranbourne officially, and it was ripped back off the speed for experience. And then when you see her under race conditions, then... an amazing acceleration, and I know because it gave me windburn when it went past me. But there's no doubt if I had a clearer run, then I would have ran a clear second to it. And I like my filly too going forward and also stepping up in distance as well.
All right. Well, Craig, good luck with this one, Champagne Beam. It looks terrific, and we'll see it up here on the 12th at Magic Millions at Wyong. And good luck today with your daughter with the driver's test.
I think it's good luck for her, isn't it?
Yeah,
thank you.
You're right. Pleasure. Hope you find your way there.
Yeah, that's probably the hardest job for me now is getting there. Thanks, Sean. Thanks for your time.